A short note associated with the Rambam that we're learning today. The Rambam describes Chassidim and Rishonim, the very early Chassidim. A Chassid means someone that goes beyond the letter of the law, and as the Marsha explains that from the different Madregas, the 10 different Madregas we find, Zahir, Zerizus, etc., Chassidus is the highest level a person can reach to. And if a person is a true Chassid, the Rambam says, what he does is he takes glass and thorns and anything that could cause harm to someone else, he hides it very, very deep in the ground, or even goes and burns it, that Chas V'Shalom, no harm should come to someone else. And as the famous verse has been quoted many times, and Alter Rebbe described, what's the definition of a Chassid? That he burns his nails, says Toisus, even if it causes him harm, because Kabbalistically burning a part of your body could cause you harm. But the most important thing is not shouldn't be any thought of danger to someone else, because nails mystically can cause that a woman that's expecting, if she steps on them, could chas v'shalom miscarry. A chassid goes out of his way when it comes to milud and nezik, when it comes to harming other people. If a person wants to be a chassid, says the Gemara, you should fulfill these matters of nezik and not to harm, not to cause any harm to anyone else. And as the Tzemach Tzedek explains on this point, tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav, Hashem is a tzaddik, but is also a chassid b'chol ma'isav. His chassidus of Hashem is much more than in his ways, it reaches ma'isav into this physical world. If we want to bring down the chesed of Hashem, we need to fulfill milud and nezik in these issues of chas v'shalom, not doing anything that could cause any level of harm to another person. The Rebbe has a tremendous reshima where he explains the idea of milud and nezik and avodas Hashem and which high madregas this brings down. But the point that we could understand is that this brings down the true chesed of Hashem. The Alter Rebbe wrote a sefer specifically on the idea of milud and nezik, and the Gemara brings three aspects of being a chassid: avos, brachas, and nezikin. And all of those three, the Alter Rebbe went out of his way to make a special chibur. One is a particular chibur that he wrote in Chesher Mishpat, different than the rest of Shulchan Aruch. And over there we find the most amount of times in his Shulchan Aruch, Yoreh Shamayim Baal Nefesh Chassid, had to be machbun. When it comes to money matters, when it comes to harming another person, we Avos Yisrael is the Yisoida Chassidus. Was the Pe'ula from Chassidus? As a felder iker, Avos Yisrael, noch goyim zayin chas v'shalom tzara lazulas. The Rebbe Marash said, what does chassidus do to you if you're missing the most important thing, Avos Yisrael? You could even cause pain to another person. Let's be strong in our safety precautions. Chas v'shalom, no one should be harmed from us. That will bring down the chassid Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, the chol ma'isiv and everything until the ultimate chesed, the ge'ula ha'mitzvah v'ashlema.